Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Everybody, Ilona Europa, Accent on LA Talk Radio every Monday from 6 till 7 p.m. Pacific Time, Channel 1. I hope people already are used to our live ad on Facebook, but I'm promising myself in 2019 and end of 2018 to just bring to our show something very, very unusual and hot. I'm hoping everybody loves dance music and everybody will fall in love with our guests. And they are very different, but also they have something in common. I think the hard rhythms of Brazilian music. Although our guest is has Polish roots, like Ilona Europa, and his name is Vincent.
Vincent Tikal Probosz.
Okay, Vincent, he's originally from Los Angeles, but right now in?
I'm in Brazil, and I'm playing professional soccer down there for almost 2 years now.
Like I said, we will be needing to find out the difference between footballers and soccer players. Ha, ha, ha. For Polish lady, we know very well the difference, but I started to describe that the high level of energy that today's show will have. This is a 100% promise that our great guest bringing to our studio. We will be having live set with
DJ Freddy Books.
Oh my gosh, louder! DJ Freddy!
DJ Freddy Books!
Yes! Of course, in our studio we have another guest, but he is taking care of about filming and photographing this event. I am just very proud, like I said, to put this wonderful event together. And we have owner of...
It's the Doomy Llama, Doomy Sonny Mariah Jr., here with the one and only DJ Freddy Mooks and Ilona Europa, my favorite.
You are so sweet. But your business, could you little give us a little bit name of your business, LA?
Yes, LA Club Picks. So we are the greatest nightlife photography in Los Angeles. And having lots of fun out here, taking a lot of fun pictures.
So we'll be having amazing pictures of me. That's the most important. Then, of course, of Vincent. And, of course, DJ Freddy. I do not know what to say, except we want to hear the music.
So... What's up? This is Lady Gaga. You are now rocking with my boy, DJ Freddy Mooks. DJ Freddy Mooks. What's up? This is Lady Gaga. You are now rocking with my boy DJ Freddy Mooks. DJ Freddy Mooks.
If you knew, oh, 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 oh.
sun where I find. I know it's hard sometimes. Pieces of peace in the sun's peace of mind. I know it's hard sometimes. Yeah, I think about the end just way too much. But it's fun to fantasize on my enemies who wouldn't wish who I was. But it's fun to fantasize. Oh, 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 oh. I'm boring, so I'm taking my time on my ride. Oh, I'm boring, so I'm taking my time on my ride.
Ilona Europa, accent on.
That's a nice 80s. You should throw it to me, like Tom Brady. With that long blonde hair, that's Marshall Brady. I'm all about your lady, Chelsea, high handler. Got your legs racing hard on vacation. No exaggeration, said you were amazing. Moving too fast, can't pace it.
Thank you. best playing on the track.
I love you, oh. My money, my body, now your own, oh baby. 30 billion for the account, yo. Yeah. Versace and Gucci for your body, oh baby. No do, gotta, gotta for me. No do, said I don't. No do, shakara, oh. Girl, you're beautiful too. My number one in tutu. See people go tutu. For your love in tutu. I go push.
Could you believe I could be different? I'll be a different. I'll lift you high. And I understand your hesitation. My reputation.
Bailando y se baila así.
Dallas, and few not long ago, you were flying to Europe.
Europe, yeah.
Yes, you are all over. Of course, you are not only a DJ, you are also producer, songwriter, and very important gentleman on the BMI site. A lot of people probably would love to talk to you and get your advice how to be successful songwriter. And I am just very, very happy to have you here with us, like I
Thank
said, for
you.
The first time. And maybe we'll start bringing dancers. I don't know. We'll move the tables. Or we'll start moving ourselves to another room. But right now, you got us really, really dancing. Of course, our legs are dancing. And rhythm is something so important, not only in music, but probably when we have young, amazing gentlemen like our guest, who is like a soccer player. This is, in America, a sport maybe very, very known from the European side. Everybody loves
Absolutely.
Soccer playing, but still in America it's like, how this happened that Europeans are so good in the sport and here and not so. So one more time, please tell us your name, because I think people need to remember, because probably in a few months whole world will know your name.
I'm hoping on it. My name is Vincent Probosz, one more time. And
Vincent
yeah,
Probosz.
Vincent Probosz.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And yeah, for almost 2 years now, I've been playing in Brazil. It's been a life-changing experience. I've gone through the hardest of times in playing in the youth system, from going from just 16 years of age to now being 18 and playing at the professional level. It's a whole different atmosphere and whole different world I've stepped into.
Yeah, but you know, you are playing in a league. Yes, this
yeah.
is a pretty big club. Could you explain us name one more time? Name
of the team.
Yes, of the team.
The team name is Rio Claro FC, so Futebol Clube.
Okay. Look at him. I need to tell people that he also speaks Portuguese right now. I cannot believe in 2 years he said you are speaking fluently.
Yes,
this language. So it's amazing. And you are, of course, one gentleman with blonde hair and blue eyes. And I remember you, and I hope a lot of people remember us, because we were taping also the Best of Poland and Europe show on the cameras for Early Talk Radio.
Yeah.
And you were here for, like, I think, like 4 years ago.
Yeah.
You were not so tall. You were just charming like today. Your dreams were very, very big. And who would think that only 4 years later, you're really achieving your journey for the success that you are working so hard for. But could you tell us about your road to success? You know, everybody thinks, oh, he's 20 years old and he's successful.
18.
What?
18.
Yeah.
Wow, my gosh, you're 18. Why I thought you are 20? 18. Oh,
18.
He's 18 years old. So you were here and you were like, yeah, 14 years
14.
Old. So explain us, because nothing is coming easy in life. They're really, really successful.
Absolutely.
Need to be work hard, but sometimes health also plays funky game on
a
us.
Lot.
Especially for sports, is a petrifying if things like that happens. Could you tell us your life story?
Absolutely. Yeah, actually, about a year after, or no, a few months actually after our last visit, about 4 years ago, like you said, I had a life-changing actually accident. I was struck by a car, and I thought my hopes and dreams were over. I thought everything was gone, and since then, I met some incredible people on the way who helped me, my parents, my family, of course, and just worked hard. I got the opportunity at the end of 2016 to head to Brazil and see how I matched up against the kids over there and see if I could step into that world. And it worked out at the start. I went through incredible conditions. I mean, it's amazing to see what people are used to in the culture and their perception on life and just what they go through to reach that level. And I went through it. I survived it for 6 months. Then I changed teams. I survived it for another 6 months. And then this year, for the first time, I played well at the beginning of the year in the youth system under 20 team. And then I was offered a professional contract halfway through the year. And
yes.
Here
yes,
we are.
Yes, yes,
Who would
yes.
have thought?
And you are 18. Oh, gosh, it's crazy. You know, I'm thinking for every mother who has just wonderful and smart, beautiful gentlemen like you as for the son, and need to say bye-bye and say, okay, son, fly to Brazil
yeah.
and enjoy your life, because your parents are just just the most wonderful couple, and you have a sister who is a very, very talented artist also, and the family is so tied together, and your father is an actor, Polish-American actor, or American-Polish actor. Recently, he just had big success on the Broadway, yes. So... Mama, she is really taking care of about body and soul, yes. You know, for her clients and a lot of people who listen to her advice, how to stay healthy. And your sister, she is right now not
she's
in
at
LA.
Berkeley, in near San Francisco. She's finishing her senior year at UC Berkeley right now. We couldn't be prouder.
Wonderful. And she's also an actor. Yeah. And
not,
she sings a little bit. I know
sings.
she played a little role in some movie because
bit,
I
yeah.
saw, yes. But whatever is going on, very smart, beautiful, wonderful family. So I know how hard must be it for parents to just say, you just go and fight for your own dreams. And soccer playing is not the easiest sport. But it's tough, and like I say, strange country, different language. How did you really overcome the missing family? And was it easy for you?
No.
It was
the
not.
The furthest thing from that. I basically, when I got there, I didn't speak a single word of Portuguese, nothing. I didn't understand anybody. I didn't know the culture. I didn't know the people, the language, anything. I didn't know how it was going to work. We actually put all our trust into one of my trainers here who set everything up for me to go down there, and we basically said, you know what, let's see where this takes us. And it was a leap of faith, and I mean, at the end, it worked out incredibly. I mean, what I went through, there were every day I wish I could be back home with my family in LA, this beautiful city, but I went through what I went through, and I mean, even back then, through the first 6 months, through the first year, if you asked me if I would think I will be where I am today, I absolutely would not have thought it. But that's what dreams do. They happen in the most mysterious ways.
Yes, you need to work hard, because a lot of people, and especially artists, we have the ups and downs also equally to
you know
sports people. We work so hard and never think. Is this the moment coming? You don't know.
Right.
And then all stars are lined up, and somehow, somewhere, we are achieving beautiful goals and dreams.
True.
For you, this season supposed to be one of the most important one.
Absolutely.
Just could you a little bit describe us how does this work for 18 years old, a wonderful soccer player who right now is in Brazil, and really you play strong games. They recognize you as somebody that probably European league will be fighting for. Yes, you stand out. But just tell me why the 6 months? What's going on? What when you leave America or Los Angeles, does your home hometown on January 21st, I think, as you are leaving.
Yes.
And what will be the next?
We'll have to see. I mean, right now I'm going to be stepping into a whole different universe. I mean, playing professionally is definitely a different world. It's a different level. And I've just been playing the finishing part of the season this last 6 months, and now stepping into the preseason. And I mean, going into our season in February, March, and then all the way through the year, we're going to be fighting to really be recognized and earn some recognition around the world and within Brazil. And I mean, hopefully if I do well, if I can show myself, then hopefully that can be a boost to better things to come. And hopefully, down the road, possibly next year, looking at something in Europe.
I know it's hard to say, oh, I want to play for this country, for you know, this team. Can you even say it out loud? What will be the biggest achievement in next 6 months, if you can?
Well, absolutely. I mean, my dream since I've been a boy is to play in England for a club named Manchester United.
Oh, my
That's
God.
The course, dream, of Manchester. Course. To wear that red jersey would be better than anything, but... yeah, I mean, who knows?
Okay.
It all depends on
so
what happens.
Why we are saying that? Because we need to put this in the air and put it on Facebook, and everybody needs to just keep fingers crossed for really, really hard working player. He is our LA boy, gentleman right now. He really plays very, very hard for his own dream. And I know you have some sponsorships. You have also endorsements, and you are fighting for that too. Is anything that people who love soccer, who love to help you in some ways or just follow you, how we can follow you, how we can see what's going on in your life outside of course, link that I posted on Facebook on Accent On, so people can really get in touch with you. Is this any special way, or do you have something that you can ask us for? Why not?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm on Instagram, Facebook, I'm all over the place, and I've been getting a lot of publicity. It's funny you say that, all over Brazil, the TV and the radio and the newspapers, magazines, everywhere. And for my game, for how different I am, for everything. But you know, we're starting to slowly spread it over here to LA. Of course, this is a big part of it.
Yes.
And you know, we're really trying to show who I am, what I'm doing, my journey, what it takes, you know, and kind of open up some eyes around the world, around the US, hopefully, to show kids that it's possible, you know, that it's possible to reach that top level and to make it out of nowhere. I mean, for me, that journey took place within a year, within 2 years. I had an accident. I took a year to recover, you know, and then really from the age of 16 to now, I stepped from having nothing, from not even being on a team, to being a professional player in Brazil. So it's really, anything is possible.
And being so gorgeous helps, I'm sure, you know. And yeah, why not? You're a really, really good looking guy. So I think when you have, how many people in the team?
We have 20? Right now about 25, 30 people.
And of course, you're only one with blonde hair.
Yes.
Okay, so you stand
without
out.
Without a doubt.
Anyways, then you are going back to Brazil, yes?
Yeah.
Right now, and then from Brazil, do you know where you will go next?
We will see. I mean, it all depends on how I do, what happens. I will be playing from the start of the year till more or less midway through the year, and then we'll see what doors open up. We're always marketing me all over the place to try and gain attention, to try and have people see what I'm doing, how I'm playing, how I'm performing, and gain a little interest and really get me to that next level.
You
once again
need to tell us also that probably some modeling agency will be knocking to your door very, very soon.
They have.
You're very tall. And, you know, I saw a few of your pictures. Not too many you are posting, really, but you really are a great-looking man.
Thank
so
you.
This is another probably thing that can work for you.
Off the field.
And mom and daddy is an actor. So did they ask you to maybe try going to acting?
It's always been a discussion ongoing in my family and in my household. But, you know, I can't lie. Soccer has always pulled my heart.
Yeah,
everything. And
you need to focus. But you, all of these things what I'm talking about, it's time for that. It will come and it will be parallel probably.
But without a doubt, since I've been back a week and a half, and I've already been running around with meetings and meeting new people and trying to set up sponsorships, endorsements, like you said, some opportunities off the field as well, to try and spread and really expand what I'm doing, not to just on the field, but off the field as well.
So if somebody watches us and they have something that they think you can endorse, if you really like and your manager thinks is worth, how they can get in touch with you? Again, through Instagram, for sure,
yes,
or?
Absolutely, or Facebook as well. I'm on both platforms. Instagram is probably the easiest, most accessible.
Just please spell your name, because the Probosht is maybe easy for me and very easy for DJ Freddy Nukes to say.
I love the pronunciation.
But, you know, you just need to give us spelling of your name the way how you want.
Yeah, so it's Vincent, just as Vincent Van Gogh. And then we have an extra T for my middle name.
What is this name? It's a very cool name.
So Vincent Tikal. They are ancient ruins in Central America. And then Probosht. So VincentTPROBOSZ.
Gosh, and probably
if you can pronounce that, I would love that.
Yes, and I'm sure. Okay, do you know how when you are playing and they call out your name, how does the sound to you? Probosht, how does it sound? What did they do?
They do pretty well. I'm not going to lie. They Portuguese is actually,
Probosht, yes.
You'd be surprised. It does have some similarity to Polish from the root. And yeah, I mean, there really isn't an issue with that name. Here, it's a little harder for people to pronounce. But
I'm so proud of daddy and mommy that they didn't change it.
Yeah.
Yes. So,
it's quite a name.
Yeah, it's a Probosht.
Hopefully
okay,
we'll
everybody learns this, because I'm telling you, in 6 months, if he's not in England, we'll be very angry. Okay, maybe he'll be in England. He must be. So for right now, I think, thank you. And
of course.
My personal DJ on Accent On with Ilona Europa on LA Talk Radio. First live set DJ Freddie Mukes. Tell us a little bit about yourself, because you have this charming accent. You were my guest a few months ago, but people need to know, yeah, you're pretty accented, gentleman. And your music also shows, because what you were playing right now, that comes from every corner of the world. It looks like you are a very worldly DJ. So, can you give us a little bit of information about your life, too? You were born?
I was born in Cameroon, West Central Africa. Music producer, DJ, songwriter, and live in Hollywood now, and DJ in several places, W in Hollywood and several other places around the country.
So if somebody wants to hire you, book you, so where we and how we can get to you?
You can go to, everybody's on Instagram now, at Freddie Mukes, at F-R-E-D-Y-M-U-K-S. And also
people be careful, because Sam is a few DJs Freddy's, but that's really, really important. Yes, to know.
F-R-E-D-Y-M-U-K-S.
So 1D.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Freddy. Also, before we go forward, I would like to give special thanks to Dome Headgear. They actually made those beautiful hats for us. Dome Headgear has been taking good care of me.
We don't see your face. Yet. Mr. But he is, you can.
Yeah.
Okay.
And also, thanks, Dumi. Dumi's everywhere. Everywhere you see me, definitely see Dumi.
Hi, Dumi. Yeah. Show us your face. Okay, hopefully we see a little bit. Yeah, you both are inseparable. This is like two brothers.
Yes,
that's definitely wonderful. It's
This Saturday, have an event.
December, yes.
Yes, Saturday, 15 December, we have the last Hollywood brunch and beat that I'm hosting. I have the link on my Instagram. To get to the event. It's a private event. You get the location after you click on the link, you'd follow. It's gonna be a lot of fun. It's gonna be our Christmas party at the same time. It's gonna be a really, really, really big situation. I would like everybody to get on there and join us, and I'm ready to play some more music, so we'll have some more fun.
And I cannot wait for a second set. But I want to also move you from town that you were born for, country, and then you moved to Europe.
Yes, actually lived in Europe for quite a while, and get a chance to travel the world, but right now Hollywood is home. And
you got some good education on the way, please. My guests are so shy, and they are so beautifully talented and smart. So you're really studying classical music. Yes.
I'm classically trained on the piano and also on the bass guitar, and I do play drums and keyboards.
And of course, you are composing and producing for so many artists and singers and songwriters, and you also write.
Yes.
You're very, very busy. Then, if we can choose, what do you like the most? What would you like this 2019 to be filled with? What type?
I think 2019 should be filled with a lot of love.
We are talking love.
We've been lacking that for a little while now. There's been a lot of internal aggression with how the entire world is going. A lot of chaos. I think we should calm down a little bit more and take time to look at each other and love each other more.
And nothing better than music.
We should, that's what I was gonna say. We should make more music that that speaks love and speaks
create, dance.
Yeah,
and right. Because dance floor brings people together, that's and true. Every style of music that you play, we know, we love. But somehow, when you play your own live set, everything works great together.
Thank you.
So we want to be swimming with you. From the mood to the mood, one more time. So we are continuing our live set on Acting On with Ilona Europa on LA Talk Radio with DJ Freddie Wandy Mukes.
Pero cuello despacito. Deja que te diga cosas al oído, para que te acuerdes si no estás conmigo. Despacito, quiero respirarte a besos despacito. Firma las paredes de tu laberinto y hacer de tu cuerpo todo un manuscrito. Quiero ver bailar tu pelo, quiero ser tu ritmo.
Addicted to the drama, only attracted to things that'll bring the trauma. Overseas, yeah, we tryna stop terrorism, but we still got terrorists here living in the USA, the big CIA, the blood of the Crips and the KKK. But if you only have love for your own race, then you only leave space to discriminate. And to discriminate only generates hate. And when you hate, then you're bound to get irate. Yeah, madness is what you demonstrate, and that's exactly how anger works and operates. Man, you gotta have love just to set it straight. Take control of your mind and meditate. Let your soul gravitate to the love, y'all.
People killing, people dying, children hurt and you're getting crying. You practice what you preach, and would you turn the other cheek? Father, 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 help us, send some guidance from above. These people got me questioning, where is the love?
It just ain't the same, always you change. New days are strange, is the world the same? If love and peace is so strong, why are the pieces of love that don't belong? Nations dropping bombs, chemical gases filling lungs of little ones with ongoing suffering as the youth are young. So ask yourself, is the loving really gone? So I could ask myself, really what is going wrong in this world that we living in? People keep on giving in, making wrong decisions, only visions of individuals. Not respecting each other, denying thy brother. A war's going on, but the reason's undercover. The truth is kept secret, it's swept under the rug. If you never know truth, then you never know love. What's the love, y'all?
I think when people will be responding well, we can bring you all the time to the studio. Yes.
Yo,
I'd love to ask you one more question. First and foremost, thank you so, so much for all this effort. And I think I already saw some of people writing that sounds awesome. So I hope we really made this show stand out. And hopefully people fell in love with the set and type of music that you present as a DJ. Because I'm sure you need to also describe your difference.
Yeah, I think I'll say I'm gifted in being able to bring together different cultures and in music, in being able to take music from Jamaica and mix it with music from Poland and mix it with music from Africa, from Nigeria or Cameroon or South Africa. I really enjoy that. I think it creates that kind of, it shows the no boundary sense that we have in music. It's a universal language. And I really enjoy doing that. Even in my production, every time I work with a singer, I always ask you what genre do you it's your forte, and they'll tell me, and I like to push the boundaries. I say, let's try something else, and then in most cases they'll end up discovering that they had something else that they've never tried before. And
so rhythm is a really, really important part of
melody is key
and
for me.
Yes, and you also have something going on for the future Grammys.
Yes,
I don't know if we can talk about this already,
but it's very important.
I want to know, because you are very melodical. Of course, you are classical trained, but also you have this pulse in you. You have something that you want to bring to Grammy and create separate maybe date.
I'm actually advocating for a Grammy for Africa for several years. The Grammy, in February, we're going to the 61st Grammy Awards. So the Grammy has been around for 61 years, and I think everywhere I've been in the world, and we always say that African music has influenced their music, whether it's in Brazil, whether it's in Europe, in the United States, everywhere in the world. Since I became a member of the Academy of the Recording Academy of the Grammys, I am pushing for a Grammy category for Afropop music, and which has been sampled for so many years, and it's really big right now. I had the chance to have a public speaking at the Grammy Museum. Spoke with the president of the Grammys, Mr. Neil Portnow, that's living, and also the Grammy Task Force. We're working on that, and hopefully maybe 2020 will be the first year that there'll be a category in the Grammy. And
we have lots of wonderful wishes for both of you. Yeah. And the last question would be for you, Freddie.
Yeah.
You have somehow made Lady Gaga calling your name in the beginning of your set. How did you do that?
I've had the chance to meet Gaga several times. I've been in studio and
We wish her the best. She's really...
She's amazing.
Oh, yes. Hopefully she gets Oscar for her performance.
It's some other level. Yeah, I've had a chance to be in the same settings. I can't really go deep into what kind of business arrangement. You know how those things work and what we got engaged in. But she's an amazing person, and
I had a chance to congratulations
to
being
share the same consoles with them. They do it hard in studios and stuff. Yeah,
lovely. Okay, and now when it comes to you, oh my gosh, we know your dreams right now. Do you have a time to relax? Obviously, you were a little rapping with the music. You know the words of lots of songs.
Yeah, loved it.
Thank you. That was really, really cool. So, if you have a little time, what are you doing after training?
Well, it's a tough question because I am back for a nice little winter off season, but I'm up every day at 5 a.m. I'm training almost the entire day. When I can, I try to squeeze other things in, important things such as today, and
thank you so much.
Such as meeting other people, you know, and really like I said before, trying to spread new things, and just like Freddie said, you know, pushing the boundary.
Oh yeah, always,
and really trying, not just in training, but with everything, you know, in life, and really trying to expand with everything I do. So when I do have off time, I do like to see people. Obviously, I very much care about that I haven't seen in a while, and meet new people. You know, meet with important people who could play a big part down the road for me, in my life, and change it for the better.
Wonderful. We wish you both all the best. 2018 is almost done. Yeah, I'm leaving for Europe, so my few weeks are very, very happy too. I hope I will have amazing memories, and we'll all, hopefully, our dreams can come true. Why not?
Definitely.
Why not?
Why not? Why not?
We are working so hard on them. So I hope next DJ set will be soon, of course.
Yes.
We'll want to have you back. And anytime when you are back in Los Angeles, please, Vincent, please, we want to have you back. And I know that your number is number 10.
Yes. Yes.
That's cool, like bullseye.
Like Maradona,
10,
every big name in soccer. Wow, that's
oh
amazing.
Oh my gosh, how did you get that? And can you
I
carry?
I was going to ask.
Yeah.
It's
I want 10. I mean, I want 10.
You came in and took over, huh?
It is. You know, it's tough, definitely stepping into an environment like that with older guys, you know, and more experienced than everybody. But to be recognized for what I can do and for who I am, you know, and what I can bring to the table is always amazing. I do play as the center midfielder, as the center attacking midfielder, so naturally, you know, it does fit the role. now I just need to really grow into the big shoes and perform and show that it wasn't poorly given to me.
Oh, I'm sure. And people of your fans cannot purchase your t-shirt somewhere?
Absolutely, they can.
No. Yeah.
Right now it's difficult to purchase it from outside of Brazil,
yeah.
But if you personally contact me, I can arrange for it. I've arranged almost over 100 jersey sales already.
Oh my gosh.
For outside of Brazil, and then within Brazil, obviously, it's very easy. But since we are speaking in LA right now, any questions, any inquiries, if you would like to support and definitely wear my jersey around for the long run, definitely contact me, and I will do my best to arrange that.
Wonderful. Oh, what a show. I love it. I'm so pumped up. Oh my gosh. And if I can finish maybe my show with like 30 seconds of Ilona Europa, Eternal Kiss, because I like to sing dance music too. And then we'll say bye-bye.
With Norman Keith and Pixel Speed, your hand in mine forever young. Eyes and lips and body, it's your night to sing forever young. Norman Keith and Pixel Speed, your hand in mine forever young. Eyes and lips and body, eternal kiss, eternal kiss.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.